Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Well, happy end of the year 2021. I can't believe we are already here. This is so much fun that I get to close this out with my good BFF, Sarah J. Bonenkamp, my dear friend who is rocking and rolling in the ag space and bringing so much change, bringing leadership, really raising up people all across the world in ag. And she's also my BFF. And I get to have fun with her. And this is, we've done this a couple times. Sarah, welcome back to Extraordinary Women Radio. I've had you on as a guest and I've had you help me close out my year end a couple of times. So thanks for doing this for me again.
One of my favorite things of the year. I was so excited that you wanted to do it again. So yay, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's just fun for us. One, just to get on the phone for 40 minutes or so and kind of play and see, talk about the state of our world and talk about what's going on. And I like to have the mic flipped a little bit. It's kind of fun to be on the interviewee side. So I'm going to turn it over to you, my dear friend. Let's see what you kind of cooked up for me this time.
Well, I want to dive right in hot and heavy. And one of the things I know you stand for as an entrepreneur, as a champion of women, as somebody who is a believer that you should go out and do epic things, that you got to do bold moves. You've got to put your action where the talk is. And so I want you to look back at your 2021, the year that it was with the pandemic, with all of the new ways that we're seeing leadership show up, the headlines of the great resignation, the celebrations that we've seen where we get to go back and be together with people, just all of the things. And I want you to boil it down for me and say, if there was one big bold move that you made in 2021, what was it? What's the thing that you're most proud of?
The thing I'm most proud of is starting to look at my business through a different lens. I think one of the things I really learned in 2020 was that my business wanted to do things differently. They wanted to be run differently. And we were forced to slow down. We were forced to cut back on the way we were showing up out live in 2020. And in 2021, I actually realized how much my body liked that. I think this past year for me has really been paying attention to my body, paying attention to how I want to show up. And that takes courage, right? That takes courage saying, I need to be showing up. I must do this and I must do that. And the trusting that when your body, when your business says, I want to be doing this in a different way, there's guidance in there and there's wisdom in that. And that's where actually when we can show up as our best, we can take care of ourselves in a different way. We can take care of our business in a different way. I haven't gone back to doing the plain thing. I know you love the plain thing. I don't want to be back in the plain thing. I discovered the whole podcasting world and how I can put my voice out that way. And so I've made changes in my business and how I get up each day, how I take my morning ritual time, how I slow down, all of that sort of thing has been really good for me and really good for my business.
I love that you always come home to that question of what is it that my business is wanting? Even just saying that right now gave me goosebumps because I think it's such a powerful question for entrepreneurs to consider, right? We're always thinking about, well, what do I want? Or what do my clients want? Or all these different audiences that we serve, my family, all of my community. But really just saying, you know, at the end of the day, I have a choice as an entrepreneur of how I do business, but like, what is it? What does my business really want from me? Yeah. And knowing that as a CEO, like you are uniquely tied to that, right? And so you talk a lot about, like, you tuned into what your body says, like, slow down, sister. I like this. Yeah. So tell me the resistance that comes with that, though, because you said there's a lot of courage that's required to step up and to listen to that slowdown. Yeah. Right. And that need to be different. And so how do you build the or cultivate that courage? Because that's not easy to do.
I can go back through the course of my whole life and I am a doer. I get stuff done. I've always been able to get stuff done. And I was known for that in my corporate days, and I know how to do it today. So I know how to get things done. It's much harder for me to say, okay, I'm going to take an hour each morning and just commit to it. Make it ritual. Make it slow down. Choose the foods that I want to put in my body. I mean, that's been a real big thing for me the last year or more, where I really started choosing different or making different choices with my foods. And I feel better for doing that. I just purchased a Peloton. There's something else that is giving me that space and time. Here's the deal. It's like the self-care that as I slow down and start to make this commitment to myself, what's come in is new ideas and new thoughts, right? When we slow down, we start hearing new ideas for our business. And we say, oh my gosh, what if I did this? And I was hearing that calling for, I kept getting little nuggets about from people saying, go start that next level mastermind program. That's for people who had hit the six figures and create a community where we could bring strategy together, but we could really do it in a mindful, soulful way. So we can talk about scaling. We can talk about different kinds of conversations than we have in my core mastermind program, which is incredible. I love the results of what's happening in my core mastermind program, but there was a next evolution that was coming from my business as well. And I don't know that I would have even heard that had I not been moving at the pace where I was paying attention, where I was aware, where I was open, where I was listening to my own spiritual wisdom, listening to the wisdom within. And that's where the ideas come from, right? So that slowing down allows that growth to come up.
You might focus in something that has zero, it seems, to do with business. And then all of a sudden you're having these wild, new, awesome, innovative ideas that come to life. Like, I think that's really important for everybody to notice, right? Is that it's not just this right brain or left brain. It's this whole brain, body, soul, you mentioned. It's so multidimensional. And so as you look at those kind of bold, again, areas of exploration, you mentioned kind of the foods that are calling to you. What does your body need? Yeah. Are there any other areas where you felt maybe a little bolder than the norm?
Oh yeah. I think you and I have talked about this a lot, is in the world of spirit, right? It's like, how do we listen to spirit? I mean, now I'll just share a story from several years ago when I was doing my year-end planning and I called Sarah up and I'm like, oh my God, you will not believe what happened in my journal today. I asked what my business wanted to be and it told me it wanted to be a spirit business. And I'm like, what? You know, so that was several years ago and I've made friends with that and I love that. And I love that that wisdom comes through. But every year, it's like I get more wild and wacky in how I approach spirit. So like this year, I kept hearing this calling to pay attention to Akashic records. And I'd heard Akashic records over the years and multiple times. And every time I'd hear it, my ears would perk up. I'd go, that's really interesting. But at the beginning of 2021, I started hearing Akashic records everywhere. And I was like, okay, the universe is like tapping me on the shoulder saying, listen, listen, listen. I did. I started listening and I said, who do I need to be talking to? And I ended up talking to a couple of magnificent women who did some work with me in the Akashic records. And it's all coming back. It's always coming back home to things that we know within. And just as like a mirror back to reflect it back and saying, you know, these things. And it helped me see bigger. It helped me even think bigger and stretch into places. And so it was really useful. I don't feel like, you know, I'm not tuning into that right now so much, but I'm always, I like to play in the multitudes of whatever is there. It's like whatever is showing up for me, I'm listening to it and I'm exploring it and I'm seeing what messages are there for me. I mean, you know, the horses are what brought me into spirit originally, but spirit definitely comes to me in all sorts of ways. And, you know, the more that I explore this and just the more I trust that wisdom flows to us if we just are open to it, right? Some of the meditations I've been doing Insight Timer recently have a lot to do with just tapping into spirit world. And it's fun. It's totally fun. And, you know, I have a lot of reasons I like to tap into spirit world. You know, I like to tap in there because my sister, my dad, you know, it's like I have beings and spirits that I want to be tapping into. But then there's other things that show up. It just has me exploring and learning and growing in ways that I never knew would have ever envisioned that I would be growing.
I have a couple of places I want to go based on what you said. The first thing
Okay.
If somebody is interested in learning more about Akashic Records, if I said that the right way, what book or person resource would you direct them to? Because I love, you always deliver these little nuggets that are totally unexpected, things that people haven't heard of that are so interesting. And so tell me, where do I go if I'm interested in that?
Jennifer Longmore was one that I did a lot of work with this year. And she's, I actually reached out and said, who's the teacher of teachers of Akashic Records? So I highly recommend just reach out to Jennifer. And there was another woman that I worked with as well. And I'll put it in the show notes. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but it's absolutely just reach out and say, who are the ones that speak to you and find some time with them. Jennifer doesn't do a lot of private readings anymore, but she has some great books. She did private readings, maybe because I hired her as a coach. So anyway, I think those are really fun. And it's, you know, just pay attention to them. Hear what's there for you.
Yeah. So that's where I want to go next, is that you speak about how there are these little signs that keep popping up, right? These little cues, these little signposts that, hey, this repetitive nature. And it's like, wow, I got to tune into that piece and how that changes.
Yeah.
As the seasons change of your life. And it just made me think of your spiral journey. If this is the first time that you're ever tuning in to the Extraordinary Women Radio, just know that Cami is synonymous with the spiral journey, knowing that nothing in our life is linear, right? It's not like we graduate to these new levels and that sometimes we take these mini steps and then other times there's these quantum leaps that we make, but it's all in this beautiful spiral and expansion and abundance, right? And so as we're taking these turns and experiencing these new signposts, right? I love that you're like, chase that curiosity. Now, what's the next thing for you that's like, I got to learn more about that in the kind of spiritual world?
You know, and I don't even know if I know at this moment. I think that's part of it, right? Is it's like we spiral into some teaching, some learning, just exactly when they're meant to show up for us. I'm starting to slow down towards the end of the year. I've been going pretty hard leading up to Ignite, headed off to Oregon, coming home, you know, just onboarding new clients, all that sort of thing. I haven't been making a lot of time for spirit. And so
she says as she's been sitting next to the ocean and being like,
this is true.
I love how this feels, and like doing all of her things to connect every morning.
Yeah.
I reject that thought.
Well, and it's true. I have the space in my day-to-day life. And there's times where it goes deeper. And I think that's where I'm not feeling like I'm deep into it right now. Like my journaling's pretty surface. What I'm journaling about right now, it's still surface. And I know that I've got lots of space in front of me in the next couple of weeks where I haven't put anything on my calendar. And it's going to go a lot deeper. And I'm starting to look into the new year and I'm doing my planning. And that's typically when it starts to show up for me, is when I start really going through the planning. You know, I've been helping everybody else in the planning of their businesses right now. And then it's like, okay, it's my turn. And when I turn that light back on me for planning, it's really fun because I like to see, you know, I get to look at what's happened, you know, what opportunities are right here at hand. What is that is even bigger that I'm not even seeing? And see, I don't feel like I've tuned in as of today into like, what's the big aspirational things that I'm stepping into in 2022? I'm starting to listen. I'm starting to see the signpost. I'm starting to see opportunities in my business. And when I slow down like that, I get little nuggets of, oh, what about this? Go listen. Or I'll start, you know, looking for somebody new on my Kindle and I'll look for a new book and it'd be like, bang, there it shows up, right? I trust those sorts of things really show up at the right time for me.
I love that you're not going to be an achiever when it comes to like getting on to the next.
No.
Right? What's my spiritual journey going to be?
I need
to figure it out. You're like, no, I've read the most important thing is the space.
Yeah.
If I create the space and then have that trust, like the next thing's going to show up and it's going to be cool.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, I'm going to put this out there just because I'm just really tired. There's so much spiritual egoism going on right now of it's got to be this way.
Yeah, slow down. Spiritual egoism. Is that what you just said?
Oh, totally.
I love that.
Yeah. And I'm just, it's turning me off. It's just like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to groups of people who think they know all so much more than, it may not know more, but it's, they're chosen. present. I've seen too much of that. And it's, there's divides that have been in it. To me, I want to get rid of the divides. I want to come back home to love. I want to come back home to really starting to see different viewpoints, hear people from where they're at, meet people where they're at. I mean, I've come through some difficult relationship things with family in the last couple of years, and it's still there. And it's still there. And it's, all I can do is put love back into that on a daily basis. And that was a commitment I made to myself recently, that I want to put love back towards that person, my heart to their heart, so that we can heal the divides that have been put forth there. I've tried all the other, you know, how do you reach out? How do you make connections? I've tried those sorts of things and it doesn't work. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get angry about this. I'm going to hold love towards this person. So to me, when I think about us as spiritual beings, I think this is part of what we're all being called to do, things differently. We've had so much divide in our world. We've come through such a crazy time these last couple of years. And we could look at it as this is difficult and it's hard, and it is. And it's helping us shift into a new way of being. I know I'm personally learning different ways of showing up as me and trying to be more open to what the rest of the world is hearing and experiencing, and, you know, how their lives are and what has shaped where each person's life is, and to really honor that. And for me, I'm thinking that the shift that we're seeing in the world is for a better place. I truly believe that. And I believe that many of us have been working hard to be able to lead in new ways. We've been given a lot of gifts to help lead in new ways and help step into a new way of being. There's this pathway that we've come on, and, you know, the spiral journey that we've come on, all the experiences, the life experiences that have given us, gotten us to this point, can help us lead. And if we start to say, well, I am better than this other group of people because I am spiritual, it's like that's the spiritual egoism that I'm talking about. It's really not very pretty. And I've actually distanced myself from people that I admired because they've gotten caught into some of that noise. I don't feel that that's the best use of our gifts, of who we are, is to get caught into the divide, but to actually step up above that and say, okay, I'm going to lead with love.
There's not a lot of love when there's judgment involved, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like there's the judgment piece there, like this, you know, if you do this or believe this, then you are at this level.
Yeah.
If you don't, then you must not be as special. So that judgment, the shaming, the whatever that goes with
yeah.
that. And so that love piece feels so good.
It does.
And it, to me, is leadership, right?
Yeah.
I believe that if you truly are leading, then you're loving and you're finding that compassion.
Yeah.
So find that compassion is a wonderful goal. And so tell us a story of compassion from this year that you were able to witness, that you were able to observe. Yeah. What comes to mind when you think of a wonderful story of compassion?
That's
a really difficult muscle.
It is a difficult muscle. And I'm just going to use this with family member that I'm talking about, that it's been 2 years. We've had difficult conversations and have not been able to break through the divide. It happened over some really dumb things, you know, that kicked it off. What I'd say is come back time and time again, you know, kind of extending that olive branch. Let's break down this divide. Let's, you know, I love you. Let's break down this divide. But kind of gets tossed back to me or gets ignored. And I could be really angry with that. And I have been at times. I mean, I can definitely say that I got pissed off and angry. And at the end of the day, it doesn't serve me. It doesn't help me. And it doesn't serve the situation. It's just going to create a bigger wall, a bigger divide. And so what I have done is I've come back and said, okay, I can look at this person with love because I truly love this person. And I can look at the energy that is coming from me towards that person and make sure that it's clean. Make sure that I'm compassionate for him and what that situation is, what his situation is. I can extend love towards that versus extending a negative energy. It would never, ever heal that way. If I continue to put love from my heart to his heart, perhaps someday that will break down and I can keep extending those olive branches, although I will do them carefully so that I'm creating safe boundaries for myself. And it's not safe. It's not a dangerous situation. It's an emotional, exactly. And so that's my learning right now in that space. It's definitely a learning because it's the old me would be like, screw you. That doesn't even feel good to me.
that's not the kind of leader that you are, the kind of woman that you want to be, to carry that kind of hatred around, or that kind of, you know, discontent, the divide, whatever. Like, it's not on brand.
Yeah.
So I love that.
It's not on brand, but it's also not aligned to me, who I've become as a person. And I think that's more important. You know, it's like,
this isn't me.
Yeah.
Isn't how I ever would want to show up. And so you've made a really conscious choice to choose love, to choose
and
that.
And it's hard.
Heart to heart.
Yeah. My husband will go, oh my God, how can you? I'm just going to. So I think that it feels good, actually. It actually feels good. I'm just going to every day send a little love from my heart to his heart. And hopefully someday that will break down. And I'll keep showing up all the things from. I'm not going to hide from it. I'd be there. So. Yeah.
All right. So 2021 has been a banner year in a lot of ways, right? And so one of the things that you do consistently is to shine the spotlight on what your clients are doing in their banner businesses. And so as you look at all of the different types of women that you coach and the businesses that they run and the empires that they are influencing, the lives they change, what's the most amazing client success that you saw during this pandemic?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know if I can choose one. One of the things I think about when the pandemic started in March of 2020, everybody was trying to find their footing. They were trying to, where do I go from here? What am I meant to be doing through this? This feels really heavy and it's scary and it's unknown and all the things that showed up. And so we had moms staying at home, becoming teachers. We had single women who lived by themselves, who were really feeling that depth of loneliness by just, they had no one around them. They had people that were in relationships, good, bad, ugly, you know, all the kinds of things that could show up in relationships as we kicked off. In those first couple of weeks, I sat down and asked, what am I meant to do here, right? What am I supposed to be doing? And first was take care of myself, you know? So that was really a big, big message that I was getting early in 2020. And the second message I got, so I'm listening to spirit, right? Second message was your tribe needs you right now. Your community needs you. So show up for your community. So I started showing up for my community and started saying, what's going on with you guys? Tell me, how are you feeling through this? And there was all sorts of emotions, right? There was so many emotions that came along with that. We started showing up on a daily basis on a Marco Polo app, which was a great app at that time for us. It was just, it really served us well. It was a video texting. Somebody could go on and video themselves at 2 o'clock in the morning if they were having a moment at 2 o'clock in the morning. And we became community. We were support. And so we came through that. And after we started doing this, you know, over the first month, I said, okay, now it's time for you guys to start showing up for your community, right? It's time for you to show up. It's not time for you to hide. You got to own your genius. And they really started to find it one by one. They started thinking, how am I supposed to serve my community? How do I stay visible to help my community? How do I reach my community? So those were the conversations we were having in 2020. And they found their ways to reach out to their communities and show up and serve. And it was really pretty incredible to just to watch the ripple what took place from that those conversations. And this fall, I just got curious about it. I got curious. I'm like, okay, so we're about 20 months out, about 20 months from when I started thinking about these questions of what have my clients, how have they shown up? How have they gotten visible? You know, I'm always about voice visibility and getting out there to grow your business. How have they gotten visible? This was a small group of incredible women doing amazing things. But tag this, I was watching one of my clients on a TEDx stage. I was just so proud of her, right? I was so proud of her on the TEDx stage, right? I was like, yay, I'm standing in the crowd and I'm just so proud of her. And another one of my clients had just landed on the top 25 most powerful women in business. Marzu Zarafshan had done that. Sherry Hess had landed on the TEDx stage. I was so proud of these. And this was just within a couple of weeks. And so that's where I started getting curious. I'm like, all my clients have done amazing things. So I put together this survey and I said, tell me the number of stages you've been on, how many podcasts you've been on, who has started podcasts, who's written books, all these sorts of things. So I had this survey and it came back and I'm going to share some of these results with you because it blew me away when the results came back. I was like, oh my God, I was so proud of it. So this group of clients landed on 138 stages and reached 11,325 people. They guested on 148 podcasts. And four of them started their own podcast. And of those four podcasts, there was 127 episodes with 5,820 downloads. One book was published. Three books became in works. Three contributed to a book. Online communities grew by 8,500 people. Three people hosted their own events, reaching 1,272 people. And overall, this group of my clients served 11,130 clients. I was like, what? You know, so I was just so proud of them. And so to me, and the revenue was equally, revenue was different stages in their business. So it was a harder number to really capture. It was in the millions, more than into the 2 millions. So the revenue that came, and some of those businesses were brand new. So it was incredible to see where it all unfolded for them in those 20 months. So when I think about, I believe that each one of us has the gift of who we are and make a difference with that gift of us. And when we get to go out and do the work, serve our communities through a pandemic or not, we make an impact. And if you start getting visible and, you know, really showing up, you can reach a whole lot of people. Talk about ripple effect.
Well, that's the image I have in my mind right now.
Right.
And I'm thinking of, I don't know how many years ago we had this conversation and you've shared kind of your mission in a variety of different ways, but you're like, I want to reach, you know, millions of women across the world, but I want to make an impact that has this, you know, ginormous effect. And, you know, it was new into your business, new-ish into your business, right?
Yeah.
And now, like, you fast forward, how many years have you been in business now?
I've been in business since 2009. So
yeah. You had some longevity in your business now.
Yeah.
Like what number are you at now in that impact that you've reached? Because that's pretty significant as you're telling me stories of stages and books and community engagement and events.
That was in 20 months, right?
Stuff. I know. Like, so compound that for me right now.
Yeah. You know, and my number that I've always had has been a million, is that I wanted to impact a million women around the world and help them step into their voice and their visibility and really grow their businesses. Well, I feel like along with that is the ripple effect. So when I start looking at my podcast, where I've guested, where I've been on my own show, you know, I'm at 225, I think, on my own show. There's definitely, there's ways that I can measure to that number, I believe. And so it's a number that I'm pretty proud of. I'm really proud of.
I love that you changed from pretty proud to really proud.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think as you are, because you are a doer, right? You said it, you're an achiever. You serve people so beautifully. And again, you're quick to shine the spotlight on others. But to just take that moment and just soak that in, like, it's, you're way past a million.
Yeah.
You said there's ways that you could get to that number. I'm like, well, I think that we could get to a number that has maybe another zero behind it.
Yeah.
Because the ways that you are inspiring other people to raise their voice and their visibility and to really go and make that change is magnificent. And so as you think about this evolution of how you serve and the impact that you're going to make, I want you to kind of tell us a little bit about what's giving you the biggest heartburn right now as you, because there's a lot of positive part.
Oh, yeah.
But like, there's like this, what's the, and heartburn isn't the right word I want to say. What's the biggest problem that you want to solve right now?
So I lost my VA of 4 years last year in August, right before my Ignite event was going to start. Now she's hung with me to keep my podcast going. So I really honor that. But I was really in a difficult space right before Ignite. And I had to start looking, and I loved my VA that I'd had. She was fantastic. She just was choosing new pathways. But it took me a couple months actually to find somebody new to bring on. And I did. I found the right person right before Ignite, and she was fantastic. And I'm super, super excited about my new team that is building. I've got a couple people on my team now that one that's booking me on podcast. I've got my VA. I've got, you know, my event manager. So I'm really getting a pretty solid team that can grow with me. And that's the challenge part right now is that next part of growth, right? Is having the right team in place, having the processes to being able to show up and keep growing my business at the rate that I'd like to grow my business at. So right now, I know where my big opportunities are in 2022. When I think about the growth of my business, it is about putting better processes in place. It's about streamlining it so that I don't become the bottleneck. And that's a really important part of the next evolution of my growth. And it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of women who, you know, have gone over that seven-figure mark. And when you're going over that seven-figure mark, they tell you two things. It's like, one is a lot of personal growth because you're doing more stretches there. And I feel like I do that really well. The process part of it is the opportunity. And where I'm going to invest in 2022 in my business is bringing in some process to be able to, I mean, I have online courses I don't drive a lot of revenue off of. There's huge opportunity to be able to leverage what's already in my business. So the kind of support I put around me in 2022 will be able to help leverage that. That's exciting to me. And that's what takes people into a seven-figure business.
Absolutely. How do we get really good at execution?
Yeah.
How do we build systems that then give you that freedom and that space to have that creativity and that innovation?
And that's so true. I want to really emphasize to have the freedom and the space, because I don't want to do this by just working harder. I want to do this by working smarter and, you know, streamlining systems that are already in place, bringing in new systems and processes that can really open up the door. I wanted to work with a woman who does a lot of Facebook ads, buys, and that sort of thing, and has that whole process down. And she speaks my language to the core. She speaks the spirit language. She gets, I mean, it's like, I met her a year ago and I'm like, I will work with you. And we already have, and she's not a coach. She's actually an execution person, right? Her team actually executes on this kind of thing. And that's exciting to me. It's like, okay, now that I can have a team that can execute on, okay, let's go bring more people into my online courses, which brings more people into my communities, which community for me at the end of the day is everything. But there's a growth place for me, is to have that next level of growth when it comes to really executing on those sorts of things and letting somebody else do it, frankly.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I hope if you're listening today, you hear from Cami and that we can appreciate is the beauty of the hard, technical, data-driven, systems thinking approach that you bring to business, right? You're so scientific and you use tools. You're so good at the mechanics of business. And I love that. But then you marry that with that love, with that spirit, with that ability to be flexible and creative and nurturing and tapping in and knowing that things are going to change and evolve into these new places that you never even knew if you trust, right? I think that that's really such a beautiful gift that you bring to us, Cami. So thank you and continue to do that, please.
Oh, please. It's interesting because I came into being an entrepreneur, being very linear thinking. You know, I came out of the corporate world. I was really good at the linear thinking. I trained myself to be, it is not my superpower to be what's the processes, all of that. And that's why I'm like, oh my God, I can build a team around me that takes care of that part of it. I get the strategy. I get the big picture side of it all day long. I'm really good at put the pieces together, but I don't need to spend all of my time down in the minutiae. That's not my superpower. And so letting that go so that I can do more of my superpower work.
And I can guarantee you that every person listening to this podcast will really gain value from asking themselves right now, what is it that they need to let go and let somebody else do, right?
Totally.
So that you can operate in your own zone of genius more. And so that those people have the opportunity to express their awesomeness, right? Your team members that you're surrounding yourself with, they love working and doing this kind of work that they get to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like my new VA, she is just fantastic. And she's gone into the flow of so many things right now. And she's like, oh my gosh, here's where we can streamline this. I'm like, please, you go do that. And it just feels so freeing to just trust, to let somebody else pick up some of those pieces, right? Yeah, I can put those together in my mind. Can I tell somebody else how to do it? Oh my God, no, it becomes easier for me to just keep doing it versus letting somebody who really understands how to create process like that at that level and say, oh, go do it, please.
Courage to let go. Courage, courage, courage is a theme of today. What are you going to do to have more courage in your business? Now, I have just a couple of more questions. I know we're getting close to our end time. One of it has to do with letting go. And one of the biggest lessons I think that you have had to experience is that, you know, how do you let go and grief of loss? And you've mm-hmm. talked about spirit and you get to connect with the family members that you've lost. And mm-hmm. this year we both cried when Dakota, you know, our loving horse that we've worked with forever and you've raised your son with, all of this and your dog. I know there's such a part of you, but what's the lesson that you can help us to see in grief and loss, Cammy? Because I know it's something we all deal with, and to see yeah. you move through it with such grace, what lessons do you have for us?
Be in it. You know, losing my sister was always one of the hardest things. It is the hardest thing that I've ever gone through in my life. And this year, I lost my horse. I lost my very favorite aunt. I lost my cat. I lost my little Kellen, my little dog, all within 3 months. And they were hard. They were really difficult. When I lost my little dog in the weekend before Thanksgiving, okay, we lost him. He was always with me, always, always, always with me. And it leaves a hole for us. It really does. You know, when we lose someone, it leaves a hole. I think that we can't blow past, just pretend like it's not there. We have to really stop and be in it. And then honor that being. You know, it's like my aunt that I lost this year. You know, it's like all the beautiful gifts she gave me to be a part of my life, and really honor those moments and make space for that. I think that's some of the most important things we can do to move through grief.
I appreciate that. And I know that an emotional conversation and a vulnerable conversation, and that's why people love you, because you always hold space for people to do that and you show up in that, and it's such a wonderful model. And thank you. I want to wrap us up today with a conversation that starts a little bit with vulnerability, because I'm borrowing this activity from Brené Brown, who I know you love and I totally love. And right now, have you read the new book yet?
I haven't. I've started the first chapter. I'm like, okay, this is a really good one for my family relationship I was talking about.
right? Because it is all about the Atlas of the Heart, mapping yeah. meaning, connection, and the language of the human experience, right? And so we're both going to need to have a conversation later. Maybe we need to do our next podcast interview about the book. But she was interviewing one of my favorite actors, Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, which is a wonderful lesson in leadership. If you haven't watched it yet on Apple TV, you got to check it out. But he's this wonderful comedian. And she said, all right, I have these rapid fire questions for you and you have to answer them. And so I've got them for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Cool. So the first one is, how do you define vulnerability?
Deep in your heart, this letting it flow from deep in your heart.
What's your favorite meal?
It's really weird because that's changing for me now. I would like normally go to like ribs and that sort of thing. Oh, I know what I'm going to go with. Chicken pot pie.
Ooh, does it have peas in it or no peas?
Peas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
oh,
there's yeah. a shift happening for me. My taste buds are changing.
I love it. Again, that spiral journey. You never yeah. know what's going to come around yeah. next. All right. So the last TV show that you binged.
Oh, Yellowstone.
Who's your favorite character?
Casey.
Ooh. Did you watch this week?
Yeah.
So what do you think of the love at first sight comment?
Spoiler alert. I know. She just needs to move on.
Oh, I hate that part of my emotions. Like, you leave him alone. Leave him alone. Back away, sister.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So the best movie of all time.
You know, one of the ones I just recently watched it, and I love movies. I totally love movies. I like happy, light, easygoing movies. So I'm not like the deep movie kind of chick. I like the happy going. So the one I just recently watched again is Holiday.
With Jude Law?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, his lips. I think of the Holiday and I think of his lips. But the feeling, oh, isn't that great?
It's a great love story.
The love story. Yeah, I need to watch that this season.
Yeah.
Put that on my list. All right. I know you love music. We've seen a lot of great concerts together at Red Rocks. We geek out about all of the wonderful lyrics, all the things. And so if you're creating a top 5 mixtape, what songs get to go? And I know this is going to be very hard, but just go with your gut, right? You talk about this, so just trust your intuition.
Okay. Stevie Nicks, Landslide.
Oh, there you go.
Imagine, John Lennon.
Little Beatles.
Yeah.
John Lennon. Yeah.
Rising Appalachia. And Medicine Woman.
Love it.
I love Isla Narrow and anything she does. And I'm not going to be able to name her songs, but I love her music. It's like so deeply spiritual. It's really, really good. And then I'm just going to throw Johnny Cash in because I love Johnny Cash. We listen to Johnny Cash a lot on Sunday mornings because we grew up listening to Johnny Cash. I'm going to ditch Johnny Cash and I'm going to go to Marty Robbins. And I am going to say Streets of Laredo. So there's a mix for you, right? That's a really interesting reflection on my music taste, because it is all over the place. And I love music, and I love, like, we're watching The Voice right now. And, you know, it's the close of the season. It was the finales last night. I just love music. It makes me very happy. And I love all veins of music, except maybe rap. I don't really love rap, but just about everything else I love.
I love the eclectic nature of that list. And it, right now I'm seeing you, right? We're doing this via Zoom. Uh-huh. And I can see behind you kind of a patchwork quilt.
Yeah. Right?
This beautiful, just, you know, mosaic. And I think your list is very reflective of that. And mm-hmm. just the clients that you serve, the way that you get to make a difference in the world. Sometimes it's through a mastermind. Sometimes it's from the stage. Sometimes it's through these magnificent events where you bring women together and we get to make this amazing connection. You know, sometimes it's with the horses. Hey, sometimes it's in this industry. Sometimes it's in this other. Right? There's such this beautiful web of ways that you show up and how you get to serve. And it's so, so beautiful. And so my final question, what's your biggest hope for 2022?
My biggest hope for 2022 is that our world keeps healing, that we find ways to heal. We find leadership that can help us connect and solve issues and problems and step into the world with bigger heart, bigger spirit, bigger connection versus trying the divide that happens in our world. And it's going to take some really strong leaders at all from all walks of life to help us move there. And I believe that each and every one of us has that ability to be a leader in that movement and find your pathway, find your way that you step into it, the way that you lead, the ways that you can help heal our world.
Yes, the healing, the action taking, the leadership that's required. If somebody wants help in 2022 from you mm-hmm. to do just that, what's their best pathway to you?
Let's have a conversation. We're enrolling in my 2022 masterminds right now in both levels. We have incredible women coming to the circle. And that's part of my superpower is the women I draw together in circle. I'm always blown away about who's in my circles. So we're enrolling on our masterminds. We're kicking them off in January. And so let's just have a conversation. Reach out to me at cammygellner.com and we'll see if it's a fit for you.
I have to just back up for a hot second because I learned something the other day that was kind of surprising and something I guess I take for granted. And somebody asked me, what is a mastermind? And mm-hmm. I just assume that everybody gets it. And so can you just describe if, again, somebody is new to this conversation, they're like, well, what the hell is a mastermind? How do you describe it? And why does it matter?
Yeah. So a mastermind community has been my go-to for many years, even in growing my business, especially in growing my business. It's been the way I've leaned into a circle of women growing their businesses. Coming, there's men's masterminds as well, but mine are women. And it's a community that comes together and lifts each other up, supports each other. You learn from one another because everybody's growing their businesses and they're going to run it. One person is running two in their business. The other person is likely running into. So it's multidimensional on how you learn. You're learning from me. You're learning from each other. And because I do draw such high level women into my communities, there's some really savvy business wisdom that's coming out of those groups. I mean, it's just, it blows me away how they support each other. And it's a year long journey where you're growing together. You're getting brave together. You're stepping into new spaces and doing those stretches together because doing it by yourself is really lonely. And having somebody that you can really lean into on that journey is way better and way more impactful. The growth that can happen in a mastermind versus doing it on your own is significant.
Absolutely. And I believe at the end of the day that tapping into your community, living interconnectivity is true effectiveness, right? If we really want to make an impact, you're never going to be able to do that all by yourself. And so that ability to reach out takes that courage. And so, I think that the way that you get to offer that resource to women is really powerful. And so love that you're going to continue to do that. Are we going to see events in 2022?
Oh yeah, we've got Ignite already scheduled for November 10th through 12th. And we're doing our first Extraordinary Women Connect event the week of International Women's Week. So I changed it out of January. I was just really being called to do it during International Women's Week because it just felt like a better place for it. So I'm super stoked about that shift.
Wonderful examples of consistently listening, tuning in, shifting, showing up to be of service. Gosh, dang it. Every time we get together, Cami, I just am reminded of how big of a badass you are and how blessed I am to call you a friend, a BFF, to know that I can call you any moment, good, ugly, whatever, celebrate, cry. And I'm just so thankful for myself, selfishly, for our community here in Colorado, for the global impact that you make. So thank you. I know I'm speaking for women around the world. And gosh, I can't wait to see what's ahead.
It's so such an honor to be able to call upon you on my days that I need the cry, smile, laugh, anger, or any of those things coming through. You're always there for me too. So I really appreciate that. And so you guys, that's one thing I'll say, have a business BFF. That's a really important thing to have so that you can lean into each other. You can lift each other up. You can celebrate each other. Thank you, Sarah, for doing this with me today. And this has been a lot of fun. You always ask amazing questions. I knew you'd ask questions that I would not right off the head know where I was going to go with them. So it's good to put me on that seat. Thank you so much. And happy holidays to you, my friend. Happy holidays to all of our listeners. Join us back in 2022. We have an amazing lineup of speakers kicking the year off. Right at the very beginning, you will be listening to this right before the New Year's Eve. So take care of yourself, be well, and see you in 2022. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at camigelner.com. Till next time, my friend. Listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.